I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, big news from the mission field. Ministries have a goal in mind to reach everyone who's not yet encountered the truth of Christ. And war may have robbed refugee kids of a home and a classroom, but with your help, they can still get an education. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. We've got a breaking update for you today from the mission field. As of last week, there were 343 people groups still unreached and unengaged with the gospel. Finishing the Task held a conference with several ministries to discuss how to make Jesus known to these last groups. Now, every single unreached, unengaged people group has been adopted by a missions organization committed to seeing that group engaged in 2 years. A people group is considered engaged when a Christian or ministry has firsthand contact and is working on evangelization and church planning. Finishing the Task's Dusty Hoffman.
There seems to be this love for Jesus, this willingness to do anything that previous generations haven't known, or at least haven't known quite to this degree. And so there are folks that are saying, we are willing to do whatever it takes to get the love of Christ to the least and the last and the lost. You are God's plan A. There is a neighbor that God has put in your life that God intends for you to share Christ with. I'm not going to reach him. Us at Finishing the Task are not going to reach him. They're in your backyard. There is a person at your office complex, at your school, at your college, and that's how you join the story.
Police in Nepal say they've rescued more than 7,000 people from human trafficking over the past 5 years. It's only a drop in the bucket, though. In the same period of time, the number of people trafficked has gone up by 500%. John Podiety of Bibles for the World says they're joining the fight with a new women's ministry initiative.
It's kind of a different type of project for us, but we are really feeling the leading of God in this. Every life that is rescued can be brought into relationship with Jesus Christ.
Operated by a partner of Bibles for the World, this program helps women rescued from sex trafficking.
They are providing them employment in this enterprise that is a really solid job for them with a real type of career or future. As part of this program, they are having daily Bible study. And so we were so blessed to be able to provide 50 copies of the whole Bible for them to use.
Please pray for salvation as these women and girls learn about Christ. Pray boldly for an end to human trafficking in Nepal.
It touches some pretty high levels. We just need to pray that God's light will come into these situations and overcome these forces of evil.
And education is vital for refugee children, but more than 40% of school-aged Syrian refugee kids aren't in school. Several Middle Eastern countries are giving more access to education, yet Tent Schools International's Rawan Haddad says there are still problems that keep children from schools.
Enrollment requirements, language difficulties, and a lack of affordable transportation are keeping children out of the classroom. Children with disabilities and secondary school age, children are at particular risk.
As refugee children get older, the rate of kids in school is plummeting. Tent Schools is providing education that's free, established where it's most needed, and spiritually and emotionally healing.
We want to be sure this generation gets healed. If they go back one day to their countries, we want to be confident they are returning with seeds of hope to plant a better future for their countries. A hope that comes from the education they received in the camps and through coming to know Jesus.
Give accessible education to refugee children through Tent Schools and learn more at missionnews.org. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.